Kenneth Tricky Williams, The Conscience of a Nigger, the audio book, part 4. The one thing that was hindering and stopping me from growing and going into the right direction was arrogance. And the hardest thing for an arrogant man, the hardest thing for an arrogant woman, no matter what his or her race is, the hardest thing to do for an arrogant person is to look at himself or look at herself in the mirror alone and open up his own mouth and confess his arrogance, accept his arrogance, have a confrontation with himself. So then he can have a confrontation with God. That's when salvation and redemption connected together with me, Kenneth Tricky Williams, as a man. The Conscience of a Nigger is written by the original character who actually lived that role due to the very difficult and hard life struggles from childhood up until the late 20s of his life. Today, Kenneth Tricky Williams is long dead. That motherfucker is dead. And his old ways of thinking are dead with him. It's important that each reader of this book, The True Story, Kenneth Tricky Williams, and each listener of this audio recorded book series, Kenneth Tricky Williams, it's important that those who are listening under the sound of my voice understand that I had to reach back into the darkness of my past life to write about the truth. The conscience of a nigger, the conscience of a street nigger, the conscience of a black motherfucking street nigger. I had to find that character, Kenneth Tricky Williams, and step into his ignorant way of thinking. So each reader and each listener can have the opportunity to understand and not fear the way that I write, not fear the way that I articulate the speech under the sound of my voice to describe the character. Kenneth Jerome Williams doesn't qualify to write something on this level because Kenneth Jerome Williams did not live the life of his childhood image. He was completely robbed of his childhood and forced into survival of the fittest mode through his influence of ignorance. Therefore, he never experienced the good and the best opportunities as a child. He couldn't have known the goodness if good things was put in his face, because his thinking was pushed into ghetto survival and street life hustler. I'm a hustler, baby. I'm a hustler, baby. It was too cold for me to cry, and I thought that I was too young to die. So I covered up Kenneth and introduced Tricky Williams. If my story can change a child's life from negativity to positivity, I wouldn't change one thing. I wouldn't change one thing that I had to endure just to save one person from walking the path of ignorance. Kenneth Tricky Williams. That's a cold motherfucker, man.